Welcome to Design 30. My name is Jason Bilyeu, and in this podcast, I provide design strategies and tools to improve creativity, innovation, and overall design confidence. Today is a despair-less Friday, and so for these, the goal is to talk about something that is positive and that design or engineering has done to improve the world. So the topic for today is going to be light. And you might think, light, what does that have to do with designers or engineers or people or positivity? And it actually has a lot to do with all of the above. I was reminded of a few stories. The first one is I moved a few months ago. In this apartment we moved into, I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but there seems to be some years in the 70s and 80s where they decided not to install lights, or at least like overhead lights in a lot of the rooms. You can kind of tell in this room. And so when we came into this apartment, we're like, where do you, they're turning these light switches on, but there's no lights. And so it makes it really difficult actually to move into a place in the middle of the night. We moved in at like 10 p.m. or later. But it makes it really difficult when there's no lights to turn on. It turns out there's a phase when they went to a lot of lamps, right? And which is a really nice lighting, but when you're moving in and you don't have lamps, there's nothing to turn on. So, I mean, there's a few random lights like in the closets and one here and there. So we were able to make do, but it just really kind of brought home this point of how used to light we are and how we're just so accustomed to when it's dark outside, it's still always light inside whenever we want it, right? And that's something that is not, has not been a common thing for humans throughout history. It's something that is actually quite new in terms of human history and something that is a result of lots of design and engineering and innovation. The other thing that kind of drove this point home to me actually just this evening is my wife and I were out on a walk and we walked to this house that is known for having incredible Christmas lights. And as we're kind of walking around this corner, wondering where this house is at, all of a sudden we just get like nailed in the face with this massive amount of light just beaming from this house. And if you follow me on X, you'll see I just posted a photo of this. So you can check that out if you want to know what this house looked like. It's very impressive, but just a crazy amount of light. And I'm curious what the power bill is for the month of December for these people, but either way, it makes for a fun walk, a fun place to go drive by. I wonder what the neighbors think of it, but you know, either way, it's pretty fun and it's a lot of Christmas spirit. But so it just got me thinking about light and how this is something that we are just so used to having it, literally the flip of a switch that whenever we need it, it's there. And if our light switch isn't working, we have it on our phone. If our phone isn't working, we probably have a flashlight somewhere. But for so many years, humans had to work really, really hard to create light, right? You had to go forage for wood and you'd make fires. You had to kill whales and use their oil. You had to, there's all of these different ways that humans used to create light, something so they could see at night. I mean, sometimes you'd have the moon, but if it was cloudy, obviously you wouldn't have that either. If the moon wasn't that bright, you wouldn't have that. So this is something that I'm pulling from this book, 10 Global Trends Every Smart Person Should Know. There's actually way more than 10 in here. This is trend 61, and it's talking about light and the cost of light. And they give these examples of different ways that humans have created light in the past. Like I said, burning whale oil, burning vegetable fats, sesame oil. They make candles of beeswax and spermaceti. I don't know what that is, something from sperm whales. and tallow, also rendered from animal fat. So all of these different processes to create something to give them light, something to help them see. And it was a lot of work. One of the data points that they give in this book is that there's estimates that our Paleolithic ancestors actually had to work for 58 hours to get 1,000 lumen hours of light. So a lumen is like a measure of visible light. Often today you'll see, you can see we have like lumens per watt. So basically however much power your light bulb is drawing, how much light does that actually give off? It's just one of the ways we kind of rate our lights or understand our lighting. So our ancestors had to work for 58 hours to get 1,000 lumen hours of light. So that would give you, 1,000 lumens for 1 hour, or, you know, or 1 lumen for 1,000 hours. So it might be hard to kind of put that in context, but if you look at what it takes today, like how long does it take for us to get an equivalent amount of light? And as you might have guessed, it's way, way easier, way, way faster, because none of us even think about it, right? None of us think about having to work to create light, unless, you know, maybe when you're camping and your headlamp goes out, or you forgot to bring your flashlight. All of a sudden, now light becomes very, very crucial, and creating it becomes very crucial. And how do you transport? If you have a fire going and you have to go walk into the woods, it's really difficult. You light a stick on fire, and then you cause a forest fire, you know, like it gets complicated very fast. So our Paleolithic ancestors had to work for 58 hours to get 1,000 lumen hours of light. The equivalent today, you probably didn't guess it, it's 0.00012 hours of human labor to create the same amount of light. And that is pretty wild. Let me look at this just to make sure we're getting this statistic correct. A lumen hour is a unit of luminous energy equal to that emitted in 1 hour by a light source emitting a luminous flux of 1 lumen. A lot of scientific words there. But it goes on to say by 1800, it took about 5.4 hours. And by 1900, so that was 1800, it took 5.4 hours. By 1900, it took 0.22 hours to get this 1,000 lumen hours of light. So remember, 58 hours for the Paleolithic ancestors. By 1800, it's 5.4, so it's been decreased quite a bit. A lot of innovation and improvement there. By 1900, 0.22. And then by 1992, it was all the way down to 0.00012. So basically nothing. So we've got to this point where something that used to take up, you know, a full work week of hours, more than a full work week of hours, just to get this light source. And now it's something that it doesn't even cross our mind. Like on an average day, you don't really think about light. Maybe if the sun's in your eyes, or if the lighting's bad on your webcam or something, might be the only times you're actually thinking about light. But in the past, that was a huge resource. It was something that took a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of work. And so here's just a great example of how design, engineering, innovation has impacted our lives incredibly. It's freed up so much time for us to work on other things, so much time for us to work on things like growing more food, things like building homes, eating healthy, supporting our families. Like there's all these other things now that we can focus on, like creating art, like science, being able to research things, being able to read. Obviously light, if you didn't have light at night, you wouldn't be able to read at night. So many of us read at night or in the morning. So our ability just to educate ourselves and to educate other people has increased significantly. So something as simple nowadays as light used to be incredibly, incredibly difficult. Something that would take you an entire week of work just to get a decent amount of light. So that's something to be positive about, a reason to be excited for the future. Like what other things right now take a ton of time and a ton of work that in, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years will take no work. It'll be something that's just so easy, so simple. You just get it at the flip of a switch, right? That you don't even think about it anymore. So that's a little something to just give you a dose of positivity heading into the weekend. I hope you all had a great week. I hope you are all ready for the holidays and excited for Christmas and listening to Christmas music. You only have a few more weeks to do it, so make sure you get it in now. And with that, we will draw this Despairless Friday to a close. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow me on X, subscribe on YouTube, and this podcast can be found anywhere podcasts are found. Please leave a 5-star review. That is very, very helpful. And with that, I will sign off. Remember, design more, despair less. Thanks for watching.